Brothers and sisters, the machinations of states is theater with two tightly interwoven objectives. First, work steadily to conquer the people according to the laws, quote unquote, of hierarchy, i.e. ensuring there are winners and losers. This is key overall strategy. And by the way, when we said, and I have a blog of this up with this phrase, when we said that the responsibility of the intellectual is to, quote unquote, intellectual, is to stand with the people and renounce the privilege of standing apart. This is not a national project. A national left is useless. It effectively means you stand with power, agree to its terms, agree to betray your brothers and sisters who happen to be the designated losers, globally speaking. So ensuring there are winners and losers, hierarchy, is key strategy both for maintaining the undergirding ideology, merit rises, that there's some reason in this, legitimate reason behind the hideousness. And it's necessary for maintaining power's invisibility, this notion that there are just these, you know, natural forces at play. And according to the laws, quote unquote, of PR, just pounding posturing, this must be ongoing. And then the second key objective, play the game of supremacy successfully using quantifying means to keep score, otherwise known as the economy, while maintaining the chest pounding to draw from the people the requisite energy. We've said that the definition of economy that's most authentic is eating the earth, controlling the resources of the planet, the most key one, we must always recall, strategically being us. But looking at Europe, before the spread of fascism across Europe, socialism, which in the people's mind then, and for a lot of folk today, simply means freedom, sweeping across Europe, picture that, infecting the colonies even. So that resource, which is absolutely key, us, was at risk of being lost. So economy geared up for destroying is also consuming. And this is the point. Removing resources from our use makes sense from power's perspective, but never from ours. From ours, it's inconceivable almost. Why destroy that fertile land? Why enclose something which was doing such good things for everyone? Why not universal health care? You know, we always ask ourselves these questions as if it's a matter of power simply being, you know, having their horizons broadened or get gaining information. And so then the pundits delude themselves, if they're not bought, into thinking that, you know, they're helping to educate the masters. Trust. They know the score. They know what's going on. We have to start teaching each other to see reality. So economy, authentically, is eating the earth, which can be either destroying it by means of war or destroying it by means of what's called growing the economy, quote unquote, development. And the book Savage Continent provides prodigious illustration of resources being removed from our use and the whole mess being turned back over to power, because we were thoroughly demoralized globally. What Keith Lowe describes is an orgy of destructiveness. This systematic attack on economic life was itself the economic system, quote unquote, working at a clip, racing at a pace unequaled since. But of course, power isn't done yet. The economic system is not capitalism. It's called power. And they invent a tool called the economy to keep us confused.